This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The AFL-CIO, the largest and most influential labor federation in the United States, is supporting an initiative by its affiliate, Working America, to expand into all 50 states. Working America plans to focus on organizing workers not traditionally focused on by unions. It will also aim at unionizing workers in the southern states where anti-union activities are prevalent. Karen Nussbaum is the executive director of Working America.
We are excited about the new directions and building on what we've always been, which is a laboratory for change inside the labor movement. One aspect of that is to go deeper with our members, building on the scale that we've always enjoyed and the effect we have in changing people's views and behaviors and votes. Most recently, helping to win the minimum wage in Albuquerque, raise it in minimum wage in Albuquerque, gains paid sick days for more than 100,000 workers in Portland, Oregon, helping to defeat right to work in Missouri again, and working for comprehensive immigration reform in North Carolina. So we cover a wide range of issues that really reflect the concerns of our members in communities to make real change. We are excited to take this organizational momentum that's been building over the last 10 years in two new directions. First, national expansion at the request of the state federations of labor who came to us about a year or so ago and said, we need Working America and we need it everywhere. We want to work with you to develop a plan to be in 50 states within the next 5 years. And secondly, the introduction of Working America into the workplace with new forms of worker advocacy. These are real missions. They require a lot of trial and error and a long-term approach, but an immediate investment as well. And we're getting off to a strong start. On 50 and 5, this year we are operating in 11 states. Our two most recent states are Texas and North Carolina. We expect to double that number over the next 18 months. And that includes a serious effort of organizing a southern pilot project that will move us into the building on the experience that we have on the bookends of North Carolina and Texas and filling in the other states in the region. We're really excited about developing that with the state fed leaders and having more to announce on that shortly. Secondly, we are developing new forms of worker advocacy. We are customizing associate member programs with our affiliates to help them reach out to parts of the workforce that otherwise they really haven't had a connection to because the workers aren't in collective bargaining workplaces and there hasn't been a way to connect with them. We've done a wonderful project recently in New Mexico with the IATSE, also a pilot project there called Real Working America, R-E-E-L. It's for workers in the film industry. We've got over 1,000 members just in this part of Working America, just in New Mexico. More than 150 of them are very active. They lobby. They fight for a living wage. They do educational activities. They are building local organizations throughout the state. To us, it seems like a wonderful model that we're going to work with many more affiliates to build out. One of those affiliates is the Iron Workers Associates. They're truly exciting campaign. And then in the direction of new other new experiments, the Oregon State Federation of Labor, the Oregon AFL-CIO, passed a resolution calling for Working America to be the path to building a broad and inclusive labor movement. Authorizing new forms of experimenting with new forms of worker advocacy, and we'll be digging in on that in the coming months, and to build a Working America Center, an actual physical place that'll be part of the State Federation offices, but it'll be a worker center where workers throughout the area will come to meet as a platform for activism, but also to get educational and legal and other kinds of services. These activities are build on recent other experiments we've seen, whether it's the Dancers Alliance all the way to the Maine Lobstermen associated with the machinists. We see a lot of ferment out there, and we're delighted to be able to underpin that.